Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome into Starting Nine here on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. You're going to be hearing a lot more from us over the next week heading into the trade deadline. We'll hit a different topic, and then we'll give you the latest on transactions. These will probably end up as well on the Five Reasons podcast feeds, the Five on the Floor podcast feed. So if you're hearing this there, obviously you won't get the video here on the YouTube channel. You'll get the video live and you can interact with us. We will take some of your comments. We always take the super chat here. We appreciate that. But make sure you subscribe to Five on the Floor to get all of our other episodes that we do there, the post games, but also the off day episodes. And we're on, again, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our sponsors today, we're going to start with an old friend. We're bringing them back, All Pro Construction Builders. That's right. All Pro Construction Builders is now the official sponsor of Starting Nine here. Our producer, Manny Chang's going to throw that up for us. You can find them on Instagram, South Florida Residents. You're looking to protect your house or business with impact-rated windows and doors. Make sure to contact All Pro Construction Builders. They specialize in impact windows and door installations for residential and commercial properties. All Pro Construction Builders, state-certified licensed and insured general contractor. They service Miami-Dade, Monroe, and Broward counties. They only use the top-quality products that are locally made. Family-owned and operated. You can see that on Instagram where you can see the family together. You will only deal with the owner. He's a good dude. Reach out to him, our guy Danny, from start to finish. And they offer competitive and affordable pricing as well as 100% financing with no upfront costs or down payment. You're looking for a trustworthy and reliable contractor that offers quality service. Make sure to contact All Pro Construction Builders. Going to give you the phone number here, okay? Write this down, 305-484-4429. That's 305-484-4429. Make sure to mention Five Reasons and you get a 10% discount. And on Impact Windows and Doors, even with the best pricing, which they offer, 10% adds up to quite a bit. So go to All Pro Construction Builders and again, do it before hurricane season. We'll mention Prize Picks here a little bit later. We always tell you to use that code 5. But let's get to it today. I've got Greg Sylvander with me. We're going to get into some transaction stuff because this plays into it. And we are at a crisis point with Kyle Lowry. This was one thing about a month ago to 6 weeks ago when I was kind of banging the drum that this is not enough. And even some in my own network were saying that I was going too far here. You can tell when a player A is trending downhill late in his career. You can also tell when he's not comfortable. And there has just been a discomfort here with Kyle Lowry and this team. It's kind of, I don't know, it's started from the beginning. There were moments last year that were good. Those moments were interrupted by personal issues that he was dealing with, which I think everybody understands. I don't want to get into any of that specifically. I don't want to get into any of that specifically except to say that I heard that most of that's been resolved. So that does not seem to be what's causing what's happening now. Last year, Greg, he played really well in pockets of the season, particularly the times where other players were out. He did a really good job with them. When Bam was out for those 6 weeks, he was huge for them. You know, he played well with all the undrafteds, so to speak. Pat Riley made a point that he wanted him to get into better condition. It did not seem like he handled that in a way that most Heat guys handle that. It started in media day. I think that's when you kind of you started to turn a little bit. You didn't like the answer that day. I was there.
That was the turning point, 100% for me.
And then we were in the Bahamas. He didn't speak to the media until the last day. That thing kind of blew over a little bit. But the performance has been just on a straight decline at this stage. I mean, you know, the averages in January, 7-3-3 on 37% shooting. Haywood Highsmith has now in the games that Haywood Highsmith has played at least 10 minutes, he has outscored Kyle Lowry in 5 of the last 10 games that each has played. That can't happen. And fourth straight game yesterday, not a closer, did not play a minute in the fourth quarter, did he?
Not that I can recall.
And Victor Oladipo was out.
Yeah.
That's the other part. That, Greg, that's what makes this more striking, because it's one thing to say, okay, when you have Vic and you have Gabe and you have Tyler, who was getting hunted last night, we got to talk Tyler too. But Jimmy wasn't even playing well last night, wasn't brought back till 6 minutes left. You needed another ball handler, another playmaker. Literally, Bam was out there by himself, okay, with the exception of Tyler on some possessions. Bam was out there by himself, and Kyle is stapled to the bench at this point. It's not tenable at this stage. Like, and I'm not saying you just dump the contract to dump the contract, but It's like we've gotten to the point where nobody can ignore this.
No, and there's a few things I think that are worth watching, because you mentioned his numbers in January. The minutes is also a big thing, and I know that there's probably some who would say, well, at some point Kyle needed to have his minutes reduced in order to manage his body throughout a long, grueling season, right? But he went from 37 minutes averaging in November to 27 minutes in January, and he had 24 minutes last night. So it's like this declining scale. And I go back to that Eric Spoelstra comment, Ethan, where he said the big four, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have a big four that doesn't close games, and you can't have a big four that's not contributing statistically at that level. So to me, this is the moment where they have to kind of not throw caution to the wind, but definitely you have to take a step back, put emotions aside, and you have to go fishing with this contract. It's $28 million. It's not a long-term deal. He's a veteran presence that can still help. There's teams like Dallas, the Clippers, maybe even a Toronto reunion. Like, so to me, they got to start exploring that stuff. And I think that ultimately you wanted to maybe avoid that because of his relationship with Jimmy, and things did go good last year. He rose all of the players around him last year. Maybe you thought you could get back to that. But to your point about untenable, like, are you really going to make a playoff run with your starting point guard unable to play in fourth quarters? No.
I think that there is a big four in Eric Spoelstra's mind. I don't think that Kyle Lowry is part of it right now. I think it's Vic. And Vic has been inconsistent of late, even offensively, even when he's played. But you know what you're getting from Vic defensively. And Brady pegged this a few weeks ago. He's the fourth closer. And it felt forced to me. See, when you know some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes with this organization and how they try to kind of smooth things over, and they do things in stages. They don't do abrupt stuff, okay? So it does usually come as a decline in minutes. Then it kind of becomes a decline in fourth quarter minutes specifically. Then he's not playing the fourth quarter at all. It's a slow play, okay? It's a slow play to see if you can get something more out of the guy, but at the same time, you're kind of getting the rest of the roster used to that player not having a big role. And I think in particular, Jimmy is not stupid, okay? I mean, he brought in this guy to play big minutes with him in the fourth quarter, and he's out playing with Gabe or Vic instead. He's not stupid, okay? So either they've had a conversation with him about it, or he recognizes what's happening. And I think that that big four comment was a comment to kind of prop Kyle up at that stage.
Agreed.
To make him feel like he was a huge part of this. And it didn't really work. And I think what Brady said yesterday was right about the game. It wasn't just that Kyle was minus 20 and Vic and Gabe was plus 17 at the half, because we know that, you know, a single game or even single half in particular, plus minuses can be a little bit deceiving. But it's just that he doesn't look comfortable. It doesn't look like this. This is the stuff when once he's gone, you're going to hear a lot. Okay. When this sort of stuff, you can sense it, and you're going to hear that he wasn't given the role that he thought he was going to have, and he had to play off the ball more often. And he, wasn't
he hasn't gotten
guys
along with Tyler. Sorry.
Well, I mean, you could say that. I don't have direct information on it. I just know how it looks. It doesn't look right. It just doesn't look right. It hasn't looked right since the beginning. They don't look like a starting backcourt. I'm not going to compare them to the greatest backcourts of all time, but let's do that. Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas, when you watch them together, right? All right, and those guys didn't love each other, actually, no, in a lot of ways. But
they were cohesive.
They covered up for what the other didn't do, okay, and all that. And again, that's two Hall of Famers. So that's you know. But even like, you know, a Lillard and a McCollum, like that looked like a starting backcourt, even though they had some duplicative skill sets, right? CJ can be more of a ball handler. He gave that up, okay, so that Dame could do that, so they could play off of each other.
Jay Will and Dwayne.
Well, exactly. Well, Goran and Dwayne. Now, see, Goran and Dwayne's a good example, because that, to me, was sort of the goal here. Because Goran and Dwayne liked each other a lot, personally. But it was very uncomfortable, I think, for both of them. I did a stand-up. I wouldn't say a sit-down. A couple months after Goran came, I did a stand-up with Goran and Dwayne at the practice facility after a practice, talking to them about how they were trying to make this thing work, because Goran was used to having the ball in his hands. Dwayne was used to having the ball in his hands, because Dwayne always played with an off-ball point guard, like a Chalmers or even, you know, Norris, who we, you know, we have on the network here. And they were trying to make the thing work, but they genuinely liked each other. Like, you could tell, like, it wasn't a frustrating – I mean, Goran was frustrated that he was kind of X'd out at the end of games and told to stand in the corner, right, while Dwayne pounded the ball. But there was a general, like, Goran worshipped Dwayne. Okay?
He knew
like,
why. He knew why that was happening.
Exactly. And he was smart enough to process that, okay, and to understand it. Now, in this case, it's a little different because Tyler is an emerging player, right, who still has a lot of things to prove in terms of consistency and particularly defensively, right? And some of the turnovers that happen. And so I don't know that you come in as a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame. And whatever Kyle does in Miami, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's not going to be first ballot, but he's going to the Hall of Fame, okay? I mean, you look at the basketball reference projections, he's like 72% chance. He's going to the Hall of Fame. So, you know, but the thing is, when you look at it, you're like, okay, does someone like Kyle respect Tyler enough to be willing to pass the ball, you know, to give up responsibilities that he's had previously? You know what I'm saying? And it just has not looked right. And as you're trying to get Tyler to emerge, you need Kyle to take a step back, but not this kind of step back. Like, this is too much. And somebody like Gabe, who is just a try hard, you know, does whatever the team needs, okay, plays his ass off for all this time, will set the hard screen and all, like, that it's a more natural fit with someone like Tyler, honestly. And that's mm-hmm. kind of what I've been pushing. And it doesn't mean that Kyle can't play for this team, but it's why I didn't think he should close anymore. And Eric has agreed. And I think we're getting to the point where he shouldn't start anymore, because you can't start games down the way they've been down the past couple of games. They fall behind 10 points by the time they make a sub.
And the catch and shoot threes. Like, if you're going to play off Tyler, you have to be able to do that kind of stuff. That standstill 3-point shot. Like, if Kyle Lowry can't hit that consistently, then you do got to flip to a guy like Gabe, who at least brings you a different kind of motor and energy on defense, because that is something also that we thought Kyle would bring consistently. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think that he's been any level of a ball hawk recently. So, you're right. Like, it starts to look more and more like Depot, like Gabe can be the kind of players that you can put in the backcourt. And then truthfully, there's also this part of me that's like, well, just let Jimmy and Bam handle the damn ball at this point, because, and just put shooters around them. I know that that's not traditional, but it's just so unproductive when Lowry's on the floor individually and collectively. Although I know that net rating probably with most of his lineups are positive. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't look right.
It's been trending the wrong way for a while. You know, again, you can see a trend happening, And then you can see kind of where it's starting to bottom out. And we're heading towards a bottom out point. Like, I don't expect, I mean, literally the best way to win a Prize Picks, I'm going to mention that now, use that code 5. Kyle Lowry was at 16.5 points, rebounds, and assists yesterday and didn't come close. Like this, I mean, literally, people are making a killing betting the under on Kyle. I went over on him. Everybody thinks I'm hate. I went over on him the other day at 9.5 points, thinking against Orlando, okay? That they're, use the code 5, F-I-V-E at pricefix.com. You can get your deposit doubled up to $100. Make money on the trends that we're talking about here. Also, again, you can play NFL. We got Super Bowl shows coming up all of next week. We're going to get you ready for it. We're going to basically investigate every single prop. David Eversole, David Freeman, and myself. Obviously, the guys on NBA, excuse me, Alex Baumgartner handles NHL for us. You can combine different sports together, MMA, boxing, Brian Fonseca, Jonathan Romlicon handle that for us. So we are the Prize Picks Network down here. Use that code 5, F-I-V-E. You get free money. There's no rollovers, and it's free. So everybody's like, what's the catch with this? There is no catch, okay? You get used to playing every day. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Get your initial deposit matched with $100. Download it off the Google Play Store, Apple App Store, or prizepicks.com.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor and the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's the thing, Greg. If you're trying to position Kyle for a trade, you're right. It has to be some friend in the league, like a Jimmy at this stage, who wants to play with him. It has to be a Kawhi Leonard or something like that. But to be able to trade him, you almost have to make the case that you haven't made it work with him. And this is why I say this. You have to make it seem like the problem is not decline in performance, decline in his physical, ability to do this anymore. It has to be, we can't really use him right. It just hasn't fit. He's not happy here. Like that's how you have to sell this at this point. You have to be like, we couldn't make it work, but maybe if he gets with Kawhi and this kind of deal, you guys obviously don't, like what's been going on with Reggie Jackson and John Wall as your primaries back there. you know, Kyle has experience with Kawhi. He's going to fit in right away, and he'll give you a championship pedigree as a point guard. Okay, or some of these other teams that we're talking about, you know, or maybe backing up a Chris Paul in Phoenix or something like that. Okay, because if Chris Paul gets hurt, you've got this guy that you can plug in, and he's won huge games.
Or Dallas,
who's wanted him many times.
And New Orleans, who also pursued him in free agency, is trying to save their season. They've lost 9-10 in a row now. So you're right. It's going to take special circumstances. But I do think that there's actually more of a market. It's not like a salary dump. And it's the one contract that can really fetch a difference maker for this team. But you're right. They do have to kind of frame it up very carefully. And I think that they also can kind of say that it's just not leading to consistent winning right now. It fit last year. And I don't think that they can necessarily, they don't need to be like it's hard feelings or anything like that. But sometimes things just need to be shook up. And that's the prime candidate.
And you look again at the other guys in this roster we're talking about as being trade candidates. Look at the way they've handled them. Okay. Again, it's this slow play. Duncan Robinson plugged him back in, kind of back end of the rotation this year. Not the big role he had before, not all the dribble handoffs, not building the offense around him, right? He's kind of the 10th guy, sometimes 9th guy. Didn't work out that well. All of a sudden he has surgery. He's probably never going to play for the Heat again, right? Dwayne Dedmon. It took that flash point, but he was the biggest problem with his team for the first 2 months of the year. You look, they probably win 4 or 5 more games if Spo had gone to Orlando Robinson earlier. I'm sorry, that's just the numbers. I mean, that's what they show. Slow played it, started taking away his minutes. Then he has the explosion, and then even last night, don't have Orlando Robinson. They used UD for limited minutes, which we like, but they used UD up there in New York, okay? They don't even play Dedmon. He hasn't played since that situation. Like they haven't. Last night was the time to play him. This is what they do. They will slow play a guy out. Now it's difficult with a Hall of Famer you're paying $90 million to potentially over 3 years, but that's what's happening. So I think when you look at some of these trades, again, it has to be a team that sees value in the contract for next year, but also sees the potential of him sort of rejuvenating his attitude. I hear everything, and again, I'm not talking about school. I hear he loves Miami, the city. I hear it in terms of he's involved with the youth sports down here, kids, all the rest of it. That doesn't seem to be the problem. This is not a guy who came down here and like Miami was not where he liked it. And obviously he has a relationship with Jimmy. It's just, I think it's a combine of declining play and not having a fit for him when you're trying to build up a guy that you just gave an extension to at the 2 spot.
And also Bam and Tyler, as they ascend, yes. And Bam has been more a bigger piece of the offense. Mm-hmm. It has made what this team needed from a point guard change. And I think so that there is some validity to like saying, well, what they need from the point guard position year over year has changed all of a sudden. And Kyle Lowry is not it.
And the other thing to say is this. I don't want to blame last night's loss specifically on Kyle, even with the plus minus. Honestly, if Jimmy plays better, they win that game. That was a clunker. That was a clunker for Jimmy. He was not engaged. I don't like this thing about bringing him back with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'm going to keep saying it until Spo changes it. It's got 8 or 9 minute mark. If you need to get him 6 minutes of rest in the second half, do it 3 minutes left in the third quarter. But this idea of leaving Bam, I know Bam carried him back into it again with Tyler late, but this idea of being Bam out there by himself for the first half of the fourth quarter all the time, and then expecting Bam to be able to close when you're having him anchor your defense too, is too much. Jimmy's role defensively, as great as he is not as taxing as Bam's role. He can play center field a lot, okay? He plays guys with angles, okay? He's brilliant at all that. But Bam has the most taxing responsibilities on this team. It's not even now that Duncan Robinson is not running around 6,000 screens. Bam runs the most. Bam has to do the most. Expecting Bam to play the entire fourth quarter and carry them when he doesn't have Jimmy out there for the first half of it. Again, the game got away a little bit last night with Jimmy sitting. Even though Jimmy's playing poorly, he's still, you're along with Bam, your guy. I don't like it. I don't like this sitting. The you know, waiting until you, it's like you're sitting there like, okay, can we hold on for dear life? I don't like it. So to me, that was more the issue last night, and their inability to guard RJ Barrett, that Tyler's inability to guard anybody, really. was a huge problem because their shooting was good enough last night from three. But so I'm not just blaming this on Kyle, but I'm saying the one guy whose performance has been consistently substandard now for more than a month. And I have a guy, there's a guy on Twitter who's coming at me, Greg, on this, saying, why do you keep mentioning the contract? Look, I'm not contract guy, okay, necessarily. But when somebody's taking up nearly a quarter of your cap.
It's different. It's different. Someone mentioned to me recently, who do you think had a better career, Dan Marley or Kyle Lowry? And they were trying to prove the point that I think if you dissected that, Kyle Lowry statistically has been a better player than Dan Marley was. And I said, well, Dan Marley took up 4% of total payroll when he was here. And I only use that for explanatory power when you have Kyle Lowry taking up a third of the payroll. Like that, that's just where you don't want to bring up contracts until it's the type of contract that is so big. And that's what the contracts have now been inflated to. Jimmy's going to be making $48 million eventually for the Heat.
And playing maybe 55 games a year too, Greg. Like,
and you know what? I'm fine with that because I think that there's ways that he can impact the game that will change. And Kyle has gone through that same process as well, where he's had to kind of become more cerebral and all that. And we saw it last year, but we're not seeing it this year. Even if the stats bear out, it's not in the winning consistently. And so that's where you have to look at that contract. And then as you look a week before the deadline, because he still has value of some kind, he's not a negative asset at this moment. I know a lot of people think he is. He's not yet, but he might be soon. Luckily, the short-term contract really negates anyone's commitment to him for a very long time, so that can help move him. I think if you really want to shake this up and you really want to extend and maximize the window of Adebayo and Butler together, both at the height of their powers in this moment, this season, you got to look at trading Kyle.
I think he's a neutral asset at this point. I think he's a neutral asset. I don't think he's a negative asset yet again because of reputation. And because you can explain some of this stuff, right? Just didn't work. It's just not working. That's it. This is not a reflection on him or anything. This is not hatred. It's nothing like that. It's just, it is what it is. You see it on the court. And look, they see it. Because if they didn't see it, Eric Spoelstra would be playing him down the stretch of tight games in New York. Do you know how many big games Kyle Lowry has had in that building? I looked back at it yesterday. He's had huge moments in that building. And Eric Spoelstra made a decision not to play Vic Oladipo last night, because there was no Vic Oladipo, but to play Gabe Vincent the entire fourth quarter. And it was warranted. It was warranted because Gabe, at least, when Gabe's missing shots and all this, Gabe is playing with a certain energy. You just feel it. Like, here's the big difference. It looks like Gabe wants to be on the floor.
Yep.
It looks like Gabe wants to be on the floor. It just has not looked and some of that's on the coach. The coach has to figure out a way to make him comfortable. But you can't tell me. And also, you know, last night, you know, we had Tiffany Meeks covering the game, and I know she said that none of the players came out. They did speak in the locker room, and we don't because she was freelancing for us. She didn't have access to the locker room last night. So she was in the press conference room. And I think Bam spoke and Tyler spoke, but I don't think Jimmy spoke, and I don't think Kyle spoke. And it just feels like after losses, particularly where there's lack of contribution, that you just feel it. You feel something is off right now.
You know, Justo in the comments, and Manny just threw it up, and I think we should call it out for our listeners. They said no contender can have $40 million in dead money, and I'm using air quotes because it's dead money in that maybe Duncan Robinson and Kyle Lowry are really not contributing much. Mm-hmm. But if you also factor in guys that are injured and stuff like that.
$6 million.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have – and then an empty roster spot. And, like, you can't have all that on this team. They're not that good.
And the shame of all this – is that there's one guy who is becoming that good. And I'm watching last night, and I'm just, the mindset change with Bam is unbelievable. It's just like, it is everything we wanted to see. And everybody's like, well, if he gets snubbed for awards, he plays harder, he plays better. Well, he got his award last night, and then he played his absolute ass off and nearly won a game in the Garden by himself. I mean, we can talk again. Tyler made some contributions offensively. Strus hits made some plays, okay, whatever, even though with the bad turnover. But, like, really, And Highsmith continues to give them good minutes. I like what he's provided. But, like, I'm watching this and I'm like, Bam is single-handedly keeping them in this thing. He's single-handedly keeping them in this thing on both ends. And it's great to see. But this season cannot just be about Bam took a step. Because this whole thing about, well, Jimmy, you know, we're wasting Jimmy's window. Well, okay. I mean, you're wasting a Bam season now at this stage. So anyway, thanks to Greg. We'll keep doing these. More of the comments come in. I'm trying to read them. I'm looking off to the side because I'm using my phone, but the comments are coming on the computer, so I apologize for this. Comes in from Raziel. Bam is the centerpiece. End of story. Lavi. Dead money and everyone is undrafted. Blow it up seriously. And then this one comes to the juice. This organization has to put friendships aside and do what is best to salvage this season. I entirely agree with
you.
And I think that's why we're seeing it happen the way it's happening. I think that's why we're seeing the minutes cut, the fourth quarter time, the crunch time cut, now fourth quarter entirely has been cut. Like, that's where we're at right now, is that I think you're getting it ready for a move. That's how it feels like to me, because otherwise you'd be playing Kyle Lowry in Madison Square Garden to try to close a game. You would. So they see it in practice. They know what's going on in the locker room. Eric Spoelstra does not make rash decisions. He's very deliberate with this kind of stuff. And he kind of gets to a point where he's comfortable making the moves. He's been making the moves. And I, you know, again, maybe not fast enough for some, but we've seen it. I think we're seeing a transition. And again, now you got this other issue. You know, if you don't trade Kyle, but you need to sweeten a trade with Gabe Vincent, then where are you?
You can't do that.
You can't. You can't. I mean, the better option at this stage is, honestly, find a taker for Kyle. I know the contract has more value in the offseason, but if you can get something of value now, do it. Take what you can for Kyle. Clear the air of this whole situation. Give Gabe an opportunity the rest of the season with maybe somebody backing him up and Depot getting some of those reps. Going to next year, knowing what Depot can be and whether you want to extend Gabe as sort of a low-cost starting point guard with maybe another guy. Similar to what they tried to do with Norris Cole, similar to what they did with Anthony Carter way back when Tim Hardaway was declining. I think that's the way that's going. All right, check out All Pro Construction Builders. Reach out to our guy Danny. Check him out on Instagram. Prize Picks, use that code 5FIVE. I'm going to mention this here. Subscribe to our off-the-floor feed. Okay, write this one down. We are giving you stuff when we're not giving anywhere else, okay? Twitter is, you know, we've done enough for you all on Twitter, right? We will do some, but, you know, this is free for a week. So we got less than a week for the trade deadline. Try it for a week and then cancel it, okay? It's $3.05 after that. They've been trying to get us to raise the price. We're keeping it $3.05, okay? $30 for the whole year if you want another discount. Winnow, it's Winnow, winnow.app/off the floor. Winnow. No W at the end, winnow.app/off the floor. We're a little looser over there than we are on Twitter, I promise. Okay. And yes, we know that the Heat people are subscribing to it. It's fine. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.